Hi, is this Shannon?
Yes, hi, Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
So, I am shooting you an email. I just want to give you a heads up. So, are you in front of your computer by any chance?
Yes.
Perfect. Let's just bring this up. Da-da-da-da-da.
Gil is here, too. We're trying to figure out what a condition report is. What is that?
Oh, I attached it to the other email. Let's see if this email pops up. It might answer a lot of questions.
Send it already?
Yeah, it's going through right now.
Okay.
So, just to answer your question, condition report, I'm attaching it. It's just the basic specs of the equipment and two color photos. Just VIN number, you know, year, mileage, basic stuff. It's one page. Shouldn't take too long. Second thing is, to answer your working capital question, the program that has the interest forgiveness on a renewal, you can borrow as little or as much as you want. It's completely up to you. It doesn't work in the way of a credit line. So if you borrow, say that you borrow $150, you can't come back and say, well, give me that other $100 later. You would have to wait until the renewal to explore to get more funding.
Right.
You can do as longer term as you want, so you could do 18 months, but you don't have to, but you can borrow any amount. You could do 150, you could do 25,000 if you wanted, whatever you need. Just the approval limit is 250.
Okay, so one of the conditions that you sent to Gil when you talked about the 150,000, the payback was 637 a day, I just didn't know if that was the 14-month thing or the 18-month thing.
Take a look. I was discussing two other programs. And by the way, one thing that I think makes sense to make sure we tackle first. So, as I mentioned, my credit officer got the file approved for $55K. They finally got back to me on reviewing the equipment. They approved the file and then they review the equipment. They're trying to make exceptions to make it work, although there's certain parameters they can play within. They're viewing all the equipment, and I'm looking at it too, and I'm at about $32,000 of equipment. We also allow the financing of sales tax related to delivery and install, and we don't consider that a soft cost, typically. So if you finance, it's not like you have to do either or. Your equipment cost total is around 56. So just using, you know, basic algebra, you would be at, if you did about $42,500 of equipment, that would tolerate about, if you did $32,000 of equipment, the 25% on top of that gets you to about $42,500. Because if you take a 42.5 number, 75% of that is around 32,000 equipment, 12,000 is install. I just spoke to Ken, and he's working on one of the biggest costs is the diamond plating and the flooring. That's about 8,000. They're considering, although it involves materials, they are considering plumbing, labor, contracting, they are considering that a non-equipment cost. He's going to try to separate out, and I should get his email any chance soon. He's really fast. He's going to separate out the flooring from the actual materials in the flooring versus the labor. It's about 4,000, 4,600 split. That might get us to a higher number, but just as an FYI, we might be capped around 43 grand plus sales tax of the total truck on long-term financing. That would leave you about 12K short. You know, you can use working capital for that. I'm just kind of walk through the process.
Can you send that email to a different account? Because I'm still having trouble with my email, and I can't receive it. So I just need you to send it to a
different account. Absolutely. What is it?
All right, it's truffles.bakery@gmail.
All right. Okay.
I'm still waiting for my email people to call me. There it is. I got it instantly on the Gmail.
Oh,
okay.
Perfect. So then let's go back to that payment question you had. Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun. So if you did the program for $150,
I think we want to. We don't even want the 150. We're thinking about the two. Yeah, we're looking at the two or the 250. That's what we're really trying.
But you had a question on the 637, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I see my typo in my email. Give me a second. So, yeah, that's the 14-month program. If you did 150 and you got qualified for that program, yeah, that would be the that'd be the 150 over 14 months. But like I said, that program doesn't really come with the same type of interest forgiveness, so it's kind of a program that I just don't think is the best fit for you. But that's that's where you're at. It's 637 and change. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But you quote, when you quoted us the price, the daily prices on 200 and 250, were both of those at the 18 months with interest forgiveness?
Yes, correct. So if you did, just to confirm, if you did 200,000, it's just a multiplier. So what you can do is, and you can solve for any numbers you want. The multiplier we should be able to do, and it's highly discounted, is if we do a 18-month term, it's a 1-3-4. So if we do 200,000, we'll just multiply that by 1-3-4. This assumes it goes to term, of course. So you're looking at a 268 payback if it goes to term. So you just divide that by 18 months and then divide that further by 21 days, and you are getting to $708.99. So if you did say you want to use that same math, say for, do you have a calculator handy?
Yep.
So if you put in, let's just say, 225,000 over 18 months, you would do 225, you would multiply that by 134, that gets you to 3015, correct?
Right.
And then you would just divide that by 18, and then you divide that by 21, so what is the payment you get to?
$797.62.
Yeah, we're there, exactly, correct. So, you know, if you did 18, it's 708, if you do... You know, if you do 200, if you do 225, it's 797, and then if you do 250, it's 886.
Right.
So same multiplier, same cost of funds, same payback term. The only thing that's changing is the amount of money borrowed. And then, of course, just like your other loans, this loan does not get reported to your personal credit. It goes exclusively on the business credit.
Right. Okay.
And there's no fees at all. By the way.
So how do we do this? When we're approved for the money, do we just get the money from you and then we pay back whoever we want to pay back, or how does this work?
For the working capital, I mean, if you want, I can send you out documents within a couple of hours. I just need a copy of your driver's licenses and a voided check. I send you documents. There's our funding process is really simple. You sign them. We send them in for funding review. It usually takes about 2 to 4 hours. Then typically the funds are transferred that day or the next day via wire transfer to your account, and they're dropped into your business bank account.
And then we say, all right, we're going to go pay off Can Capital, so we call Can Capital.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake. Since there is a current, but thank you for mentioning it. Since there is a current balance, you would get a payoff letter from Can Capital, or you can pay them off and get a zero balance, and then we would pay them off. Now, since you have a loan at each location, we don't need both loans because we underwrite each business individually. So we would just be paying off the loan that you currently have for... And I didn't even think about that, because what is your current balance with Can at this location?
It's less than 30,000. I don't know. I'm waiting for them to call me back.
So. It's roughly what?
Well, it was 30,000 at the end of April. So,
okay.
Probably, 25-ish or something.
Okay. So one quick thing is this, and I just would suggest this to you. Can will try to renew you. Sales reps, they're hyper-aggressive in this industry. So you definitely want to talk to someone in management and just say, or customer service, say, hey, look, I just want to pay off my loan. And just my accountant needs it. That's what a lot of customers say to get their payoff. We would do split funding. So we would have you also sign an authorization letter that allows us to pay Can. We'll send you a receipt to show, hey, look, we paid Can, or email verification. And you can call them and their money sent the same day. So to work backwards, if you financed 200 and your balance is 225, you would net 175. If you funded 250, you would net 225. If you funded 200, you net 175. I completely forgot about that. It's a good point.
Ruben, can I call you right back? These are the email people I've been waiting to get a hold of them. Okay.
Take it. Take it. Bye bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.